USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says we're in a challenging time in the course of the pandemic.
But we're also in a season of hope. To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine.
The vice president meeting with the CDC in Atlanta on Friday to discuss the current status of vaccine development. During a Capitol Hill briefing on Friday, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is optimistic that a coronavirus relief bill will be passed during the lame duck session.
There is momentum with the action that the senators and House members in a bipartisan way have taken with them. It could provide meaningful relief for millions who are suffering.
The California Democrat also saying a new coronavirus stimulus package could be attached to a government funding bill. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.